You're listening to SBS News.
Philip Chang works at a jeweller's in Sydney's west. He's witnessed firsthand the retail downturn sweeping across Australia as the coronavirus epidemic worsens.
Well, over the past week, we've noticed the foot traffic has sort of just been declining day by day. Thursday evenings, which should usually be like sort of bustling with shoppers, we'll have now borderline empty halls with just the occasional shopper travelling through.
Owner Stanley Liu is concerned about how his store will survive as the downturn forces other outlets to close
their
doors.
The traffic dropped down a lot, business dropped down a lot, and then we worry that if we can pay rent or not, that's another issue that we are going to face too.
It is a dilemma facing many small businesses trying to pay their rent and keep their lease with a decreasing amount of revenue. Peter Strong is the CEO of the Small Business Council of Australia.
Oh, look, the rent issue is huge, and we're very disappointed in the members of the Shopping Centre Council and the big landlords. They're not coming to the party at all.
But he says some smaller landlords are making accommodations.
You know, some small landlords, one I heard of is saying you don't have to pay rent for 9 months to the businesses that are in their little centre, and others are working very closely with their tenants.
Residential tenants are also facing rental stress, with many facing unemployment uncertainty in the wake of coronavirus shutdowns. Leo Patterson-Ross is a senior policy officer at the New South Wales Tenants Union.
We're already getting people calling who are saying, you know, I'm sleeping in my car tonight because I've left my property because there was no way I was going to be able to pay the rent. And this is the kind of impact that we need government to step in and address urgently.
Landlords say they are also under duress. John Gilmovich from the Property Owners Association of New South Wales says many landlords who rely on rental income are being put in an increasingly difficult position.
There are quite substantial impacts on the landlord's cash flow if rent's not able to be met. Majority of these mum and dad landlords are simply not going to be able to hold these properties if the rent is not coming in. Even a small discount hurts them.
The federal government has signalled new measures to protect the rental market from the impact of coronavirus are on the way. On Tuesday, during his late-night address, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said plans are being drawn up between state and territory treasurers.
Over the course of this week, we'll be looking to hopefully finalise some measures. This is obviously a complicated issue because you've got a tenant, you've got a landlord, you've got creditors, and all of those issues, and you need to solve for the entire chain that's there.
Tasmania has already taken steps to support tenants, putting a temporary stop to evictions. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is calling for that moratorium to be rolled out nationwide.
Housing is critical, and at the moment, there are so many Australians who feel that they're vulnerable. They're vulnerable because of the economic circumstance of which they haven't played a part. They're the innocent victims.
Mr. Patterson-Ross says a halt on evictions needs to be put in place to give people the opportunity to self-isolate from COVID-19. But he also adds tenants need economic support to prevent them from drowning in debt.
We do not want to see a situation where people are coming out of this crisis with a big debt because, for instance, evictions were put a stop on, but the rent arrears kept mounting.
Mr. Gilmovich says the government must preserve the payment of rent throughout the crisis.
So they have to think about the sustainability of the accommodation providers actually holding these properties through this dark time that we're going through. Because if they can't, we could potentially have a mass sell-off.
Stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Naveen Razik, SBS News.